false Christs and false prophets. I want to talk to you about how you can distinguish and discern between one operating in godly gifts and one operating in ungodly gifts. In the book of Matthew chapter 24, we see Jesus speaking on the signs of the times and of the end of the age. In verse 24, Jesus said, "For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." This scripture certainly brings an alarm to my attention. Just like the believer is able to operate in spiritual gifts, the unbeliever can also operate in ungodly gifts. In fact, we see the false prophet in the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 13. The Bible says that he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. This person is empowered by Satan himself. Now, what I really want to talk to you about, though, is how do you distinguish between godly power and ungodly power? I want to give you several points to help you distinguish that you need to lock away immediately. Number one, is a person operating in the name of Jesus Christ? Please turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 3, and let's look at verse 6. Peter said to the lame man who was begging at the gate of the temple, saying, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Peter here operating in the name of Jesus Christ. That's point number one, but someone operating in the name of Jesus Christ, however, is not enough to distinguish. What do I mean? Please turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 7. Jesus says in verses 22 through 23, "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Jesus is saying here that people will prophesy and cast out demons and do wonders in his name without even having a relationship with him. So make note of that as well. Let's look at point number two. Do they abide in the doctrine of Christ? Please turn with me to the book of 2 John and keep a finger here because we're going to come back. In verse 9, John writes, "Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son." A person performing miraculous signs and wonders must be abiding in the doctrine of Christ. I believe this is pretty clearly illustrated in Luke chapter 4. We don't have time to read it all together, but on your own time, read verses 16 through 22. Jesus went into the synagogue on the Shabbat, on the Sabbath day, and he stood up and read from the book of the prophet Isaiah. He quoted scripture to them. He read Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 2, thus in a sense explaining himself by the scriptures to the people. Comprende? Number 3. Do they confess Jesus Christ came in the flesh? Now please turn back to the book of 2 John. John says in verse 7, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." The person must confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. And finally, point number 4, do they profess that Jesus Christ is Lord? Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3 together. Paul writes, "Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." According to Paul, according to the Bible, a person cannot profess and mean it, saying that Jesus Christ is Lord, unless the Holy Spirit is speaking through that person. I think it's critical that you get these points down and file them away in your memory banks so that you can easily distinguish between the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and that of another spirit. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please give me great discernment to be able to distinguish between what's holy and unholy. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit who reveals all things. Bless you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.